while. First, though, we must get to our conversation on the couch, which is today with Pauline Solomons of the Children's Hospital Trust. As you probably know, the trust was set up in the early 90s to support the Red Cross War Memorial Children's Hospital, and they raise funds for special projects and programs, for new equipment, for training of new doctors, etc. Anything to support the work that the hospital does and to support childcare in sub-Saharan Africa. They've been very good at their job. They've raised over R1 billion in the past 28 years. And Pauline is their donor relations manager. I've asked her to join us today to talk about a new program that has been launched called the Family Care Project, which I just absolutely love the concept of, because it recognizes that a child doesn't stop being a patient when they walk out the door of the hospital, and that the family's needs and need for support don't end just because their child might have been discharged. Pauline, thank you so much for the time to join us this afternoon. Welcome to the show.
Thank you, Pippa. Thank you so much for having us on your show and for giving us the opportunity just to share about this amazing current fundraising project that we have here at the Children's Hospital Trust.
Just before we talk about the new project, Pauline, I'm aware that perhaps there are one or two people listening who don't know anything about the Children's Hospital Trust. You're a fully independent non-profit organization. Won't you just very briefly tell us a little bit more?
Yes. As correctly stated, that the Children's Hospital Trust is an independent non-profit organization. It was established in 1994 to raise funds to support specific programs and projects to help child health care through the Red Cross Children's Hospital. And Red Cross Hospital is so familiar to many of our listeners and people in the community. And as you also mentioned, that the trust raises funds to upgrade and expansion of the hospital building, the purchase of state-of-the-art medical equipment, new medical treatment projects, and funding the training of medical professionals across South Africa and also Africa, to ensure that this hospital stay at the pinnacle of child health care. And it is really a center of excellence, and just the children get the best of care here at this hospital. Yeah.
A quarter of a million of them every year, Pauline, 250,000 patients in an average year are being cared for at the hospital. And they, of course, are not only from here in Cape Town, they're from all over sub-Saharan Africa, from other countries which don't have such facilities to offer. Now, Pauline, to get to the nub of why we're talking to you today, many of the families who come through the hospital doors come from very challenging socioeconomic backgrounds, and just the act of getting to the hospital can be a mountain for them to overcome, let alone being able to go home and afford ongoing care and chronic medications and long-term support of the child after they've been released. I would imagine that that situation has only worsened in the current economic conditions.
Yes, Pippa, 100% correct. You know, we just went through the pandemic and the after effects of the pandemic. A lot of families have lost their breadwinner. So you would have children being raised by the grandparents, and grandparents is now on supporting these children on with their pension. So these are the kind of children that come through the doors of the hospital and then end up with our social work department and need our help. So 100% correctly, the economy has affected the families, and that we really need to reach out and support them.
Okay, so there's the issue of financial support and practical medical support going forward. Pauline, there's also the issue of emotional support. Many of these children who are treated at the hospital aren't 100% fixed and better and off to live a happy life. Sadly, many of them face a life-changing diagnosis, a chronic condition that they will have to manage for the rest of their life. And those often come with major costs attached, be they the cost of drugs, the cost of specialized diets to maintain, etc., and the emotional trauma of coming to terms with that kind of diagnosis. Is the hospital able to offer that sort of psychosocial support to families to come to terms with their future?
That is exactly what the Family Care Project aims, is to support the hospital social work department that has identified and support these children by sourcing emergency material aid essential to assist them in their recovery. And you correctly stated a lot of these patients are longer-term patients, chronic patients, that can't get to the hospital due to high transport costs. They can't come for follow-up treatment, whether it's now with our physio department, occupational department. So we, the social work department, assist these children so that they can, they don't fall through the cracks, but that they can get the care that they need.
We're talking to Pauline Solomons, Donor Relations Manager for the Children's Hospital Trust, and they have recently helped the Red Cross War Memorial Children's Hospital to launch a new family care project, which is raising funds to offer that additional support that she's talking about, both the practical financial support as well as the emotional support to families whose needs don't stop when the child walks out the hospital doors. Now, Pauline, I mean, you've mentioned some of the things that the money will be spent on, from transport to those checkups and the physios and the OT appointments, to helping with the equipment needed to, you know, if it's monitoring blood pressure or insulin for a diabetic, for example. Yes. How much are you budgeting for or hoping to raise with this project, and how far will that go?
Well, this is a 3-year project, and for each year we've got to raise 1.25 million per year to ensure that the patients have what they need on the journey. And maybe just for your listeners, to give them an idea of the basic needs that these children need. You know, when the family comes here, they need a basic snack pack. They've got no food at home, and when they come here, oftentimes it's for multiple appointments, so they would spend long hours here at the hospital, and they would need a snack pack just to give them that food that they need while here. And also, for emergency food pulses, we hear of children that needs to be placed in emergency care, and then families that lose everything during fires and things like that. So we would need the emergency food parcels. And for a family, we provide a parcel contains, like, for a family of four for 2 weeks. And you know, you mentioned children that's got special dietary requirements related to the illnesses. And so these are also children that's been diagnosed with type 1 diabetes. And you touch on, when a family comes through the doors of the hospital, they just come with clothing that they've got on.
On their backs.
The child needs to be hospitalized. So we would need basic adult toiletries, and a lot of these parents can't even afford the toiletries that they need, like soap, deodorant, toothbrushes, and for babies that needs to be placed in emergency care. We need toiletries, nappies, baby bottles, clothing. The need is endless. The need is great, and you cannot go wrong. And what the trust, what we've done here at the Children's Hospital Trust, how the public can help us with the material things that they need. They can also support a family to come to the hospital. You know, a lot of families, if a family comes from Ocean View, they've got to take multiple transport, and they can easily spend on one trip 150 rand. So your listeners could say, we would like to sponsor a family with 150 rand to get to Red Cross, to follow up treatment, or provide the emergency relief package of 265, or a temporary a food parcel for two, which will cost us 270 rand. So there's many ways they can either physically buy the hygiene packs, the toiletry packs, the clothing, and bring it to the trust, or they can make a donation to us and help us support these families that desperately need support and it's for the children.
Pauline, if somebody listening to this interview wants to help, as I'm sure will and I'm hopeful will be the case, what's the best way to connect with the trust to make sure that they are buying the right things, or making sure that their donation is going to the right place? What's the best way to liaise with you?
Yes, the easiest way is to give us a call, and we'll gladly send them the information that they need and how they can help and how they can get involved. And our telephone number is 021-686-7860, or just send us a WhatsApp on 071-22-44-777, and we'll gladly send more information about our Family Care project to them.
I just want to repeat those numbers. If you want to call directly, it's 021-686-7860. Or if you prefer to send a WhatsApp, the number is 071-224-4777. And Pauline, childrenshospitaltrust.org.za is also a useful site to visit if you want to just sort of satisfy yourself of the runnings of the trust. Important to mention that every cent donated will go directly to the parcels and the patients. It's not going to be sucked up into admin costs, is it?
Nothing. That's what administration costs. 100% of all donations go directly to the projects that we are raising funds for.
Well, I really hope that you reach and surpass that target of 1.25 million rand per year over 3 years, Pauline. Yes. I think it's such an important thing that you're doing, recognizing that your ability to support that patient doesn't end when they walk out the door of your actual facility.
Exactly.
And let's hope that Cape Talk listeners will spread the word to their communities to pledge whatever is possible. I know it's difficult for many people to spare even a cent in the current conditions, but just think of those who don't even have the cent to get to the hospital and imagine what it would be like to be the parent of the child who needs that care and can't access it. Pauline Solomons, thank you very much for joining us this afternoon.
Thanks, Pippa, for having us.
Always a pleasure.
Appreciate Cape Talk support so much.
It's always our pleasure. Pauline is Donor Relations Manager at the Children's Hospital Trust. Once again, if you want to read up more about their work, childrenshospitaltrust.org.za. This particular project we've been speaking about is called the Family Care Project. Also just want to remind you, though, they are a wonderful place to take things like donations of good quality children's clothes that your kids might have grown out of, puzzles and board games that your children no longer play with, provided they're in good condition. Please don't donate puzzles with missing pieces. Books. I've always taken, every time my children have done a clean out of their bookshelves, I've always dropped off all the children's and young adult books at the hospital, because bearing in mind it's not only the patients themselves who might be really in need of entertainment and distraction, particularly if they are far from home and alone in the hospital. It's very often their siblings as well who have gone along with mom and dad and their desperately ill sibling to the hospital. They too are far from home, far from schoolwork, needing something to keep them, to alleviate the anxiety, to keep them entertained. So it is a wonderful place to drop off those kind of supplies as well, if you have them and you're doing a clean out. Maybe it's almost spring cleaning time. If you're thinking of getting stuck in on the 1st of September, that's one idea for where you could take them.